former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd's call for a royal commission into News Corp's domination of the Australian media landscape is gathering pace today. For a number of years, former Prime Minister has blamed Rupert Murdoch for prosecuting a direct agenda through his newspapers, branding News Corp's dominance a cancer on democracy. His petition has attracted more than 80,000 signatures in the 48 hours since it went live on the parliamentary website, as Eleni Soltis reports.
Rupert Murdoch's empire has been decades in the making and one that has become an integral part of Western media in the major economies. But to understand its dominance, one only has to look at where it all began. Australia.
70% of the print readership in this country is owned by Murdoch. In my home state of Queensland, virtually every single newspaper up and down the coast from Cairns to the Gold Coast is owned by Murdoch.
And former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd knows only too well what it means to fall out of favour with the Murdoch press. In the lead-up to the 2013 federal election, front-page headlines included "Does this guy ever shut up?" and "Time to zip" in the Courier Mail, "Australia needs Tony" in the Sunday Telegraph, and "Kick this mob out" in the Daily Telegraph. Now he's told RN Breakfast he wants a royal commission to examine News Corp's market dominance in Australia, and he's already gathered more than 80,000 signatures and counting on an official parliamentary petition.
I think any objective observer would say 18 out of 18 federal and state elections on the run, Tasmania, South Australia, Victoria, New South Wales, Queensland, federally, what you have seen is News Corporation running a vicious editorial line reflected in their news coverage against one side of politics against the other. Enough is enough.
And some even closer to Rupert Murdoch seem to have also reached their limits. In an interview with the New York Times at the weekend, his youngest son James explained his decision to leave News Corp.
A contest of ideas shouldn't be used to legitimise disinformation, and I think it's often taken advantage of, and I think at great news organisations, the mission really should be to introduce fact to disperse doubt, not to sow doubt, to obscure fact, if you will. And I just felt increasingly uncomfortable with my position on the board, having some disagreements over how certain decisions are being made. So it was actually not that hard a decision to remove myself and have a kind of cleaner slate.
Mark Day is a media commentator and a former columnist and media analyst for The Australian. He believes a royal commission would be a waste of time and money.
Kevin Rudd has long demonstrated his animosity against News Corp, and you mustn't forget that he almost seduced News Corp into supporting him back in 07 when he was first elected, but he has turned on them in a rather savage way. But look, if you look at the wide media spectrum these days, you'll see that pretty well all the players include commentary as well as straight news reporting in their coverage.
So you would argue that the opinion pieces are transparent and readers would be able to distinguish that from the straight news stories?
Absolutely. They're labelled clearly. And if you look at the broad media spectrum, you'd probably say The Australian sits in the conservative department. The Nine newspapers, the Herald, Sydney Morning Herald and The Age are somewhat to the left. The ABC is in the left mix as well. Put them all together and any media consumer can look at all this information from the viewpoint that they know where the outlet stands, and then they make up their own mind.
But what about the argument that media dominance could erode democracy? Does he have a point there?
No. No. Where? How? Media dominance, sure, if he got 70% of, it's actually a bit less than that, of the mastheads in the country, doesn't mean to say they're all saying the same thing at the same time. They're not. And I've never bought this line that there's Rupert Murdoch sitting up there in his throne somewhere pulling strings so the editorial of the Galagabone Advocate reflects his views. It doesn't happen. It's nonsense. It's just a Rudd fantasy.
The official parliamentary website says petitions may be received by the House on public or individual grievances, provided that they relate to matters on which the House has the power to act. It says hundreds of petitions are received by the House every year on a variety of matters, and the minimum number of signatures required before a petition is considered is one. A comment has also been sought from News Corp.
That's Eleni Soltis reporting.